Well, hello children, and welcome. And today I think we'll look through the square window. Actually, looking through the fantasy window would probably be a lot better. We have so many people nowadays living in Nana Land, and they're not even taking any drugs. Of course, for me, I have work Monday morning. Unfortunately, that's reality. And Femorns are the major ones that have got on board on this fantasy clown world. They are the ones promoting it. Femorns, generally speaking, have always been a bit unstable, erratic at times. But you can't criticize a Femorn anymore. So when they fail badly at something, we're supposed to just smile. And that's why society is in a complete mess. And a lot of men, real men, have stepped back in case they become collateral damage. And I'm thinking of starting a new career. I'm thinking of becoming a criminal. As you can see, it's good time for criminals. They can get away with anything. They generally have more rights than the normal citizen. And I have visions of this happening very soon, if not already. Say, for instance, a person robs another person of their iPhone in the street. Maybe this person uses a knife as to threaten them. They get the iPhone and run off. And this is all looked at on a CCTV camera. But later on, the victim gets charged because the phone that the criminal stole didn't have the upgrades. And that may not be too far from the truth, might it? Femorns have always wanted and tried to live in fantasy land all the time. Many, many years ago, when a Femorn was married to a man, which is unusual nowadays, they're usually married to themselves, or maybe a dog or something, or a flower. Every now and then, the man had to explain certain things to her and bring her back down to reality, to Earth. It was called mansplaining. But mansplaining now is a chargeable offence. Well, if not now, it will be. And of course, the result of that is that you get these Femorns who are so old and put a bikini on and stand in front of the camera and say, "Look, I've still got it." There's no man around that's allowed to or willing to tell her she looks like a bag of shit. And she puts these pictures online and everybody goes, "You go, girl." But in reality, of course, people are laughing at them. But the Femorn is completely unaware. Obese Femorns are showing their cellulite and are proud of it. And nobody's willing or allowed to tell her the truth. That in actual fact, she's killing herself. And it looks unattractive. Disgusting sometimes. Femorns are now in positions and they implement an idea they have. And everybody around her is too scared to criticize it. So the idea gets implemented and it fails badly. And other people's lives suffer because of it. But Femorns are completely unaware and will blame everything and anything else but themselves. So she'll come up with another idea and it will fail as well. And the scenario repeats itself. And that's why everything is kind of broken, in a mess. It's a chaos place. Until Femorns are held accountable and are criticized just like men are, the chaos will continue until nothing is left. And now I'm not going to look out the square window. I'm going to jump out of it. See you later, people. Ah!